Welcome to Legal, Legal, and the Coach, a show set to present local and national trailblazers in business and celebrity circles like authors and speakers who will share their stories, struggles, adventures in life, and keys to their success brought to you by Tough Talk Radio Network. Here are your hosts, David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser.
Well, welcome back, friends, for another episode and edition of Legal Eagle and the Coach. This is David Altenburn, a local attorney here in the Houston, Texas area, with my co-host, we sometimes say partner in crime, coach extraordinaire, the world's greatest connector, Brian Kaiser, a business coach. And we have this show every week on internet radio. Very honored to be part of Tony Gambone's Tough Talk with Tony Network, our producer. Him and his wife, Wendy Gambone, stand behind us. And this is a show that we try to educate and entertain, excite and encourage the entrepreneurs out there, the backbone of America, the small business people that sometimes can get overwhelmed, overwhelmed by successes, overwhelmed by the trials and the tribulations, but always with a never-quit attitude. And we've got some great guests today. We have Dr. Bob Wiles, who's out of the Chicago, Illinois area, who's known as the sports doctor. He's a podiatrist that got into being a newspaper columnist for the sports doctor to give advice out there and help people learn about things as it relates to sports and sports medicine. And he now has his own radio show, the Sports Doctor radio show, where he also kind of educates folks out there in his field of sports medicine. And, you know, there's a lot of analogies when it comes to sports and business, of course, in life. You know, this is the spring, and so this is the kind of the season that I like to think of as kind of the spirit to renew and refresh our souls. You know, in baseball, the game of eternal optimism, our national pastime, although its popularity perhaps has been overshadowed by football in more recent years, this is the time each team goes out with their new teammates and sometimes new coaches and managers. And everybody starts with the idea that if they can just put together that special season, maybe this is their year. And it's the time that for basketball and hockey, we're about to go into the playoffs. It's the time that we're about to go into the draft where, you know, the great college football players get drafted into, you know, the National Football League. So it's kind of the time of year that, you know, you can kind of take a look. You've had your New Year's resolutions. You've now had some time for those to take place. And I think our second guest will be particularly helpful today. You know, we've got Donna Thomas Rogers, who has a website of www.answersareus.com. And she is what she calls herself a tactical expert, an efficiency expert for leadership, organization, business development, trying to help people get results fast. That's actions, strategies, tactics, fast. And, you know, people that are looking for breakthrough changes and ready to grow in their business. So, Mr. Coach, as we get ready for another great show, what are your thoughts for the day?
You know, Dave, I am, like I said on earlier to just a couple of guests, I got the guest host Tony's Workshop Wednesdays, that I'm blessed and highly favored to have a great co-host and a great friend do this show with me and every week. And, you know, we had a great night last night, and I have to put it out there to everybody and give a big shout-out to David, the Legal Eagle, because many people know he's an attorney. And if you have legal problems, both in personal injury, business, or in, you know, you have to seek someone for divorce, excellent guy to go to, excellent person. But David is also one of those guys that will just jump in there with you and help you out and host an event called the 10X Tank. It's a mastermind where I invite entrepreneurs and business owners to come and practice in front of the camera, practice their pitches, bounce ideas off each other, and get true real feedback in a closed group where they know that they're safe and secure, and they can throw those ideas out and get real feedback. And David opened up his club 2603 to us last night, and we had a great event. And I can just I just have to say thanks, Dave. That was probably one of the best 10X Tank events that we've done. The venue played a big part in that. And, big shout out to you and your team and your organization over there for letting us use that space and come out there and do that. But looking forward to a great show. We have some phenomenal guests coming on. Sports Doctor, he and I got to chat for a few seconds off air, and he's done some stuff in a world that I've lived in for a long time, the gymnastics world. And also got to work with a lot of professional players and things like that, and even knew some folks in the high school that you graduated from there, David. So great guest. I'm looking forward to that.
Palatine High School, outside of Chicago.
Yeah, amazing. It's a small world, right? It is a small world.
Exactly.
And then, of course, we have Donna Thomas Rogers coming on, and I think it's going to be a phenomenal show. I'm as you say, I'm ginned up and ready to go.
Yeah, me too. I mean, and thank you for your kind words. You know, it was a great, it's a great event that you put on a monthly basis, the 10X mindset group, where entrepreneurs, as you say, get to practice in front of professional videographers on their presentations, whether they're two-minute presentations or 5 or 6 minute presentations. And as you listen to more people and you see the growth among the members from meeting to meeting, it really is something that you realize that, no matter the service that you provide out there, no matter the product that you provide out there in your small business, as you're trying to make your mark in the world, as you're trying to get your niche in the world, that you realize there's a lot of commonality to the trials and the tribulations that we all go through. You know, everybody wants to say it's great to be self-employed, it's great to have your own business, but anybody that thinks you work less hours when you work for yourself doesn't really understand the situation, do they, Mr. Coach?
No. And, that's part of the reason for hiring a coach, is to get through some of those trials and tribulations, quickly. But like I teach and I keep putting out articles on, it's crucial to hire the right coach that you need at that time, the one that can give you your best next step so that you're not, you're not struggling. And you can, the ultimate goal, like you said, the ultimate goal is so you're not working as hard and you're working smarter and you're kind of growing a brand and a business, maybe a legacy, something maybe you want to sell. But you're actually enjoying the fruits of your labor and seeing what you've built. And in order to do that, you have to seek out some professionals. You have to seek out good legal counsel in some aspects, because, you may do something in your business where, someone didn't like it and they come after you. And if you don't have the proper documents in place, you don't have the proper things in place, then, you could be in a bad situation. So, I'd love having those entrepreneurs out there.
As we have this radio show, one of the great things that's really been an outgrowth of our show is that we learn so much from our various guests, and we learn that there's so many intangibles and tangible aspects to success, how we define it for ourselves, for kind of true happiness in our life and true happiness in our business world. And we find out that, you got to have certain systems in place. You got to have the right personnel and the right associations, that it's important to get out there and network. It's important to get involved in things that are for self-improvement, whether it's listening to a radio show like our show or the Sports Doctor or listening to a coach of coaches with 20-plus years experience like our second guest, Donna Thomas Rogers. Like you say, as a coach, there's an old saying that it's a lot easier, and I see this a lot in the divorce world, it's so much easier to see from the outside looking in sometimes than it is when you're kind of all enmeshed in it. We all develop habits. We develop good habits. We develop other habits or ways of doing business that if we just got out there more, if we just tried to open our mind a little more, we could learn more. We could learn how to, as you say, work smarter, work better, become all that we want to be. And so this show is a small part of that, that we can hopefully give out to our audience and, you know, and help them learn from our guests like we learn from our guests. So any closing thoughts here, Brian, as we about ready to head into a commercial break?
Nope. I just hope listeners are ready. The first guest, Dr. Weil, is fired up and ready to rock and roll. So we'll head to commercial and then game on.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
They say everybody has a story. A special few have the gift of bringing stories to life. When you absolutely can't get your book from your head to the written page, you need the special services of a ghostwriter. You will be amazed at what happens when you leave the telling of your story to a writer with the ability to reach inside and capture joy and laughter and pain and transform it all into your words, your raw emotions, just waiting to explode into reality. When waiting to tell your story is no longer an option, trust a ghostwriter that can deliver on a promise. Shirley Carney is that writer you can trust. Contact Shirley at ShirleyWintersCarney@yahoo.com or give her a call at 832-492-4088.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm the coach, Brian Kaiser, here on Legal Eagle and the Coach with the co-host, the Legal Eagle, David Altenburn. And this segment is brought to us by our good friends over at Events of Significance. Events of Significance specializes in event planning for leaders, including entrepreneurs, authors, coaches, and speakers. They have knowledge and resources to increase your attendee count, create a signature experience, make a profit, and make you a rock star. For details from details to done. Not just creating an event, but creating results. Events of Significance, you can actually give them a call. Go to their website, www.eventsofsignificance.com. Mention you heard it here on Legal Eagle and the Coach, and you'll actually get a 10% discount on your next event. Right now, I'm very happy to bring on Dr. Wiles. And how are you doing, sir?
Hey, great to be with you guys. You know,
great
it's funny,
to have you on.
You talked a mental game on my show, The Sports Doctor. I'm a sports podiatrist, foot specialist, but we spend a lot of time on the mental game, on the whole sports psychology and all of these other things as I'm listening to some of the things that you guys are all about. So we're on the same page on that stuff.
Excellent. Awesome. Excellent. Well, you know, we want to start the show because, you know, there's a lot of people that are going to be really interested in what you do and who you are, and that's a big key to the radio show, as you know. So our listeners would like to know, you know, who is, you know, Dr. Wiles?
Okay. Again, Dr. Bob Weil. I'm a sports podiatrist. I'm in the Chicagoland area. I practice sports medicine. I host a show called The Sports Doctor. We have guests from all over the country in all areas of sports medicine. where we talk a lot about whether it's childhood obesity, whether it's what's the best shoe for all your entrepreneurs you're talking to wear when they're running or doing exercise. Preventing injury, enhancing performance is a lot what the sports doctor is all about. I've been very fortunate over the years to be involved. We talked about Palatine, Dave. Bob Guida, famous kinesiotherapist, who rehabbed everybody from John McEnroe to Jim McMahon to Walter Payton, et cetera, in your hometown. We were in Palatine. So many times we're talking about overuse injuries in kids. It's a big part of the sports doctor and my practice. The high-performance youngster, you know, coach, you come out of a gymnastics background. One of my poster boys is the 2010 men's Olympic gold medal figure skater who grew up here, Evan Lysacek. I put orthotics, custom orthotics and skates. I've been doing it a long, long time. But figure skating coach, like gymnastics, I call them prodigy sports, you know, where you got young kids doing it every day. There's a lot of overuse challenges. And so one of the hot topics on my show is parenting the child athlete. But most of what I do, it concerns the role of the foot in sports. Here's a pearl for all your listeners. If you've got a persistent lower extremity problem, your back, your knees, your ankles, your feet, if it's persistent and ongoing, it's almost always foot-related. So sometimes a podiatrist who can talk to you about what's the best shoe for you, talk to you about what about those high arches or those flat feet or what about those other problems. 75% of Americans have some sort of foot concern, whether it's an ingrown toenail or a major problem. So podiatry is in the middle of that. And we also talk a lot of concussions and prevention of these kinds of problems on the Sports Doctor.
Well, that's great.
Doctor, big issue.
This is David Alton Byrne, and you know, a lot of our show is built around trying to help entrepreneurs obviously be on top of their mental game and have the proper
exercise is a big part of what everybody does, David. So I think, you know, the most successful people in the world, they're walking every day, they're working out every day, they want to know about good nutrition.
Right.
So those are the things I think they're important.
The interplay, you know, to be all that you can be mentally and intellectually in business. Talk to us as a doctor, just the interplay between good physical health and nutrition and exercise and you know, whether it's the endorphins or the toxins or however you want to explain it to our audience as to why that is so important to have regular physical activity to help you mentally.
Well, you know, there are a few things that are more valuable than fitness, whether it's sleeping better, whether it's being in a better mood, whether it's having your weight under control, whether it's being able to perform at a high level. So the areas of enough rest and recovery, and coach, you know what a big deal this is when you're talking high-performance kids that are pushing it every day, or the serious professional athlete who's pushing it every day, or the college athlete. So people need to pay more attention. We talk a lot on the Sports Doctor, fellas, and people can go to sportsdoctorradio.com, written out, sportsdoctorradio.com. They can hear a lot of my shows, read a lot of articles. I talk a lot about childhood obesity and the scourge of obesity, which complicates everything. So paying attention to trying to eat smarter without, you know, driving ourselves crazy, trying to include some exercise.
Watch the sugars.
Exactly. I have a lot of nutritionists on the show. It's still a $50 billion a year industry, the diet industry. So sometimes, again, we'll see if you're dealing with high-performance people whose stress levels are already aggressive, then one of the best ways to reduce stress is exercise. So, again, we tell people let's include something. Let's find out what you enjoy doing, whether it's being on the tennis court, whether it's being on the golf course, or whether it's going to the gym, whether it's being a walker. It's hard to beat walking. Walking is one of the greatest things in the world. One of my hot topic articles with childhood obesity is called Let's Get Them Walking, and it was trying to get schools to include a half hour a day, everybody walking, to tackle this line right up with First Lady Michelle Obama. But walking is great. We want to be able to emphasize, again, smart eating. We all know some of the basics. One of the real concerns, of course, David, is the whole side of, for the most part, the American diet is killing us. It just, it really is a major concern, whether it's all this cereal junk, whether it's all the sugar, whether it's the drinks that we grew up loving, loaded with sugar, and all of these things. We need to be smarter. And then you, without getting crazy, you want to include some sensible exercise, whether, again, it fits into the category of a sport. But don't get mixed up between sports and fitness. Sometimes we see that, hey, the school's got great programs, but 80% of the kids aren't doing anything. Only 20% make the team. So, again, in that overall area, we want to look at those things, which you are paying attention to. If you're going to start an exercise program, see your doctor. If you have a history of medical concerns, pay attention. If you've got a history of problems with your low extremities, feet and legs, et cetera, then you want to make sure that you're in the best shoe, the right shoe. It can make all the difference in the world. Most people aren't even fit properly.
Exactly. Well, you know, Doc, you made some good points there. And one of the big struggles that I and several of my good friends in the coaching world, especially in the gymnastics field, where that was my main sport, is men's gymnastics. And I did a lot in the women's program, too. But the women's program has, I wouldn't say, it probably has more of it, is the nutrition aspects of what they need daily, because mom, dad will pack these things called Gatorade. Even have people pack, monster drinks and.
Well, coach, in your field, a couple of weeks ago, I had Dr. Renee Norton. She's a food eating specialist from the East Coast. Was on talking about the dramatic concerns of the eating disorders in these young, again, dancers, gymnasts, where the coach and the parents are constantly, hey, you're too heavy, hey, right. Or the other side of the spectrum. So if you are a parent of a serious boy or girl, it doesn't mean they're an Olympian. If there's somebody who takes this sport seriously, then you want to pay attention to nutrition. There's a lot of good help out there, and you want to be making sure 95% of the time all you need is water, unless you're climbing Mount Everest. Sports drinks have a role, but it's way overhyped with commercialism. Water is almost good enough for everything.
Now, doctor, here's a question that I've got for you. You know, as a personal injury lawyer, obviously I deal with a lot of doctors, and as a doctor, we all know.
Hey, you and I could talk about concussions for the next 40 shows.
Oh, brain injury and all. But here's what I'm interested in: is that you certainly practicing your craft and being, I've seen your. Gotten a lot of acknowledgments as one of the best doctors in your field, is tell us the story of how you went from making a good living, practicing your craft, being the best at it, to sharing out with others your decision to go to writing your column about the sports doctor and then your national radio show and when and where our audience could tune in to listen more to you about that. So kind of the story behind how you branched out from just traditional medicine to the great, public service you provide.
Hey, we're still branching. Yes, my show, guys, is on live. HealthyLife.net, you'd like it. It's all positive talk radio. They're out of the West Coast. They've been around a dozen years. They're everywhere. They got about 50 hosts. So Healthy Life Radio, HealthyLife.net. I am on every Wednesday live from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Almost always I have two guests a show. I have been doing radio for over 30 years. I was interested and somehow got involved in the radio world in the late 70s with Bob Guida, again that same name I mentioned, with some of these great athletes, and found that it was something I really enjoyed. So I was on a famous jazz blues station in the Chicago area out of the College of DuPage, WDCB, for about 20 years, public radio, but with a great niche. They had some specialty shows, and the sports doctor was one of them. And I also, at the time, through Guida's World, got the chance to put orthotics in Bill Buckner's shoes or Gary Fensick or Walt
Maybe people, he wouldn't have made the play that made history for those Boston Red Sox fans.
Yes. I put him in high tops. One of the greatest guys and one of the greatest crazy American stories in sports. It was just on again, although he did go on Larry David's Curb Your Enthusiasm, and they had some fun. Again, the introduction to the world of sports medicine and seeing some of these special kids, I was very, very excited to watch a young boy grow up who I first put orthotics in Evan Lysacek's skates as a 10-year-old, and 15 years later he won the Olympic gold medal in Vancouver in figure skating. So if I was doing a commercial for orthotics, I might mix that in.
Wow, but that might be a commercial you can still make.
I'm telling you, I've done radio a long time, and. So people can go to my website.
Got their cowboy boots, but it's nice to put those inserts in, so it's a little bit more comfortable walk, you know.
See, but you hit
especially at the rodeo.
I bet you guys know the song, "The Foot Bones Connected to the Ankle Bones Connect." Right? Does everybody know that song? But I got news for you, Coach. Whether you're working with the best athlete in the world or your grandma, that song is the name of the game. As we start to run, jump, and flip around. So the foot affects everything else. And that's one of the things we talk about a lot, even though, again, one of my most popular articles is Surviving High Heels for Women. And another one is Football's Unsafe at Any Age, which is something we'll talk about on the legal show for the next 100 years. we're all big football fans, but there's just no way to prevent the head trauma and the micro trauma, and it's a real challenge to see what's going to happen.
It's a serious issue, and you know, we deal with those in motor vehicle accidents at times. That you know,
yeah, but motor vehicles, you know, the exactly,
and
with young children playing,
pulls your vision. So
yes, with young children playing. The topic again is is there any way to stay away from the constant collisions and the constant? I mean, you can get a concussion by sliding at the second base or falling off your skateboard. We know that, but the constant slamming around of the body in football is the real. We talk about it a lot. I've been talking about it 10 years longer. I treated and knew Dave Duerson from the Super Bowl Chicago Bears. Yes, we were in the middle of a lot of that team. And it was a terrible, terrible tragedy. But with the kids?
Lost his life, essentially, to head trauma-related situations.
Yeah, it was a suicide.
Yeah, I hate to break in, Doc, but we got to wrap up this segment. I got a note from the producer. How can people learn more about what you do and how you help them? And also about your radio program, if you can give us that information as we kind of close out this segment.
Great. Really enjoyed it. Again, people go to sportsdoctorradio.com, written out, sportsdoctorradio.com. We have a huge Twitter following, so they could check me out at sportsdocradio, D-O-C, at sportsdocradio. But again, my show's on live Wednesdays, 3 to 4, Central Standard Time on Healthy Life. .net, and really enjoyed. You guys got an interesting combination. You're quite a pair. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Doc.
And you've helped our audience understand the interplay and importance of health with being all you can be as an entrepreneur. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Excellent. Thank you. We'll be back after these commercials.
Are you looking to simplify your life and automate your business, but don't want to mess with learning multiple systems to do so? Good. You don't have to. Infusionsoft combines everything your business needs. Let the team at Growth Coaching Systems set up your email, CRM, and e-commerce into a single online system today. It's the easiest way to grow sales and save time. One monthly payment, one software to learn, and have it all on one dashboard. Infusionsoft. Get it now and market and sell like the pros.
For more information or to sign up for Infusionsoft, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com/Infusionsoft.
Are you a sales professional stuck in a rut? Are you a sales manager trying to direct women in your company? In her book, Selling in a Skirt, Judy Hoberman offers invaluable and proven insights into how gender differences can affect sales outcomes and the tools and strategies to drive real results in today's marketplace. Judy offers a suite of workshops, seminars, and coaching programs that complement her highly successful book. Her 30 years in sales have given her both the knowledge and a sense of humor about the gender differences that we should all understand and embrace instead of feeling unable to communicate. Judy's humorous stories about how men and women sell, manage, recruit, and supervise differently will enlighten you in learning how both genders can support each other's successes in a more productive way. Find out more by going to sellinginaskirt.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Welcome back. I'm the coach, Brian Kaiser, here with my co-host, the Legal Eagle, David Altenburn. And this segment is brought to you by our good friend Mike Calderwood over at Mike Calderwood Coaching. And Mike is simply asking, are you a small business owner, home-based business, solopreneur, or a network marketer who's simply wearing too many hats, burnt out, or lost on where to go next? Let a certified professional coach with over 21 years of being an entrepreneur, Mike Calderwood, help you. With a strategic approach and proven methods, Mike will help you look at what's working well in your business and what isn't. Then together, he will help you create an action plan and implementation process to get you back to thriving. Mike Calderwood providing straightforward solutions for gaining a real advantage in your business. You can check Mike's program out at www.mikecalderwood.net. Now we are up with our second guest, Dr. Donna Thomas Rogers. How are you today?
I am doing amazing. How are you today?
We're blessed and highly favored.
Awesome. Very cool.
I want to
apologize ahead of time. I live in Las Vegas, and for some reason the pollen has just affected all of us this year. So if I sneeze or sound like I'm congested, it's thanks to all of the wonderful trees we do have in the desert, but that's what's going on for us this morning.
Other than that, I'm doing great. If we hear ching ching, does that mean you hit the big jackpot?
Yes, that means I'm sitting at one of the station's casinos in the neighborhood, and I've just hit the jackpot. Or if you hear winner winner chicken dinner. If you hear winner winner chicken dinner too, thank you.
Well, Dr. Rogers, we always ask our guests, you know, tell us a little bit about who you are so that our audience can kind of make a little bit more personal connection, and then we'll get into, you know, what you do and how you serve people. But who are you?
Who am I? I am Dr. Donna Thomas Rogers, and currently I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan. I have a couple college degrees. I spent some time in the Army. As an MP, I worked at Frito-Lay for 9 years. I helped my sister launch her life coaching business. I have my own business. I do yoga in my spare time. I like to read. I like to exercise. I'm actually doing a personal challenge right now where I'm reading 100 books in a year. And then I don't watch a lot of television because obviously I'm reading books, and 100 books in a year. And I have a wonderful 12-year-old daughter whose name is Nola Rogers, and I am happily single. So that's who I am.
Excellent. That was awesome.
Hey, before we get into more serious questions, Doctor, let me say, just finished a book by Michael Conley called The Gods of Guilt, and as a trial lawyer, it was a great book. So if you can put it on your list, it'll be a good one for you to read if you like that sort
okay.
of thing.
Go ahead.
Please tell us, you know, you have 20-plus years experience in, you know, leadership, business management, business coaching, that sort of thing. And I know it's hard to simplify, just like if I'm asked as a lawyer, it's hard to simplify as to, you know, what's the most common mistakes that some client might make in a certain type of case. But if you had to give kind of the keys to success or the keys of what to avoid as an entrepreneur, a professional, an owner of a business, what would those be, Doc?
Number one, it would be to set the foundation correctly. And I use the story of the three little pigs. Two of those houses weren't set up correctly, and they all ended up in the final house, which was made out of brick. And most business owners think, okay, I'll worry about all of the nuts and bolts later. I can hire staff later. I can get that going. I just need to start. I want to hurry up and bake these apple pies and get them out to the marketplace. So if you don't set your business up with your organizational structure as you see your business when it's done, you're bound to fail. That's number one. Number two, work on your leadership skills. Even though you may not be in charge after you hire a COO or a person to run your day-to-day operations, you need to understand what it means to hire, fire, coach, develop, and mentor your staff, because after all, this is your baby. This is your dream and your vision. You're the one who sees it better than anybody else. And then finally, I would like to say, let go of the idea of comfort. When you are in a startup phase of business, and even if you've been around for a while, there are going to be slow periods. There are going to be times when you don't know if you're going to be able to make payroll. And if you don't mentally prepare yourself for that, when those moments strike, you're going to feel like a failure. You're going to feel like this isn't working. It is working. It's just that you're at the end of one of your sigmoid curves. It's on the decline, which naturally happens in all businesses. But you really have to let go of being comfortable, get ready to be uncomfortable so that you can be in business for the long term.
Well, that's great advice, because in our book that we are coming out as a collaborative book with different authors, we talk about the trials and the tribulations and the triumphs of being a small business owner, but with a never-quit attitude, because as you say, you're going to have those down moments, those down times, those down days, those down weeks, and those down periods when you got to do a lot of soul-searching and keep working at the systems and the processes, the organizational structure, as you call it, and be in the face of the organization, the leadership skills to get to better places. So,
yes, I agree. There's a great book out called 3 Feet from Gold. It's from the Napoleon Hill Foundation. I recommend that every startup entrepreneur gets that book, as well as The E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber. Those two books need to be like ripped up, because you've gone through them so many times. I'm actually working with the city of Las Vegas right now, and we're teaching brand-new business owners the E-Myth principles combined with Answers R Us as well, because when you understand the technician, the manager, and the entrepreneur from the beginning, it helps you so much more, and you become one of the 2 out of 10 businesses that actually succeed instead of the 8 out of 10 that actually fail.
Well, that's great advice. Now, when you start working with people, what is the top of your funnel? Where do people come in at? Is there do you offer, like, you know, some people offer a free consultation, or they offer, you know, a $9 or $7 ebook, or, you know, a PDF download? How do people come into your world and start working with you?
Well, they come into my world usually through third-party endorsements. I have this thing where I don't pass out business cards anymore. I've written a blog about why I don't do that. But what normally happens is if you go to my website, answersrs.com, what we have is called a discovery meeting. And you fill out that electronic form. And when you answer those questions, we decide if we should proceed. And the two questions that people need to answer yes to are you open and ready for change? Because what I found in the past is that business, although it's very factually based, when you come into an organization and you start changing, it's emotionally based. And there's a book called Stacking the Deck that addresses this change. And if people aren't willing and ready and open for the changes that occur, they're not going to stick. So first of all, we have to make sure that it's a good fit for both of us. Now, this is a complimentary one-hour meeting where we sit down with the clients and we just figure out what's going well, what's working, what's not working, and then from there we proceed. So that is complimentary. I don't have any PDF downloads. I have a lot of blogs. I have what's called Dr. Donna Live, so there are live videos there on the site. One of the other things that I do is that I have Ask Dr. Donna, so once a month you can email me a leadership or business question, and then you'll get an answer for that as well. So the initial funnel is fill out the discovery meeting form, and then we take it from there. And we only accept clients, it's on the homepage as well, if you are open and ready for change.
Yeah, that's an important part of the coaching, you know.
Yes.
Doctor, I noticed on your website that, you know, you talk about yourself as a tactical expert and what historically may have been referred to as an efficiency expert. So here's my question. In any business or organization, there's analysis that can be done internally, of course, to the systems, the paperwork, the processes, the personnel, that sort of thing. And there can be analysis externally as to the service and product provided, what the competition is, the marketplace is, do the owners really understand their niche, that sort of thing, their focus. Does your group and your services you provide clients focus internally exclusively, or is it both internal and external, or can you just explain that for us?
Well, what happens is we have the ability to do both. And I use the analogy of the flu. What happens most often is people say, well, you know, I've had this headache and I've got this fever and I have this runny nose and I can't sleep. I keep getting hot and cold. And so they say, so we need to fix all of that. And what we do is what we call deep dive analysis. And we really get down to the root cause of the problem. Because if you're just treating the sneezing or the watery eyes or the fever, then you're not going to resolve what the problem is. We have what we call a why assessment as well, and we keep asking why again and again until finally there is no more why and we have the answer. From there, the why could actually be an external reason or an internal reason, and at that point we set up strategic planning and tactical strategic analysis and tactical plans so that we can fix it forever. So if you have an open, sucking chest wound and you try to put a Band-Aid on it, that's not going to work. You're literally going to have to do more work. There's going to be stitches on the inside and on the outside. So to answer your question, it's a combination of both. Once we find out what the root cause of whatever the issue is, then we set up systems in place to fix it.
Okay.
Did
so
I answer
it's
your
a focus
okay.
that's on the overall aspect of their business. Great. Thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, you have when you go through your funnel, you do the same thing. It seems like that I do is try to qualify the people. And in my expert in coaching is helping people get connected to the right coach or the right mentor, the right consultant, the right done for you service. So you know, I have a network of coaches and mentors and everything. So they come in. I'm usually the top of the funnel. And they come in to me, and I kind of sit down with them and find out who they are, and where they want to go. And that piece that you mentioned in there was one of the key questions that you had answered that I think is just so valuable is, are you open and willing for change?
Yeah.
Because a lot of those entrepreneurs come in and think that the person that they're sitting down with is going to give them some kind of magical, mystical potion that's going to explode their business. And the fact of the matter is, we're going to help them find that. But and the coaches I send people to are going to help them find whatever that is within them. But it's going to take work and it's going to take effort and it's going to take making a move to something or as our producer likes to call it, shifting. You do change. You just shift and then you shift a little more and before you know, you made a change. And so I like that point and I like the philosophies around that that you had because that's. It's really crucial in trying to get someone to where they want to go. Now, as they come in and they qualify through that, when you sit down and start going through, what are some key factors that is unique in your program that you really just hit home runs with all the time?
Well, the thing that hits with a home run all the time is that once they shift from, I don't want to change, which if they read the book, Who Moved My Cheese, that will help them as well, to I'm ready to change. The next thing that I have to do is I have to take that box that they've built and put themselves inside of. We have to,
you don't like
we
that
have
box?
To trust that box. I don't like that box because I am, like I said, I'm a risk taker. And so I almost died 8 years ago. I was in the hospital fighting for my life. So since that time, I literally take risk every day. And I challenge people. If you go to my YouTube channel, there are multiple videos there talking about risk taking. So once we get rid of that box and we shift the mindset, then we can do, they call it a paradigm shift or a quantum leap. Then we're able to just take on anything. So it is. And you can see it in their eyes. I study micro expressions, and you can see when that shift takes place, then you are able to take them to their next level. So my job as a strategist is to create that moment and open that door for them where they believe that all things are possible. Because what's likely most happened by the time I see existing business owners is that everything that got them to where they were successful is no longer working. And now it's time for them to do something new. And they're like, oh, my goodness, what can I do? Because this was my only plan. I don't know how to do anything else. What do you mean change? What do you mean social media? I hate computers or things like that. I have a client who's been in business. It's a family-owned business that's been passed down for 60 years. And when I said LinkedIn, I mean, they were like, oh, no, never, never, never. So when you get them to shift, and have that paradigm shift, and that my tactics, our FAST system allows them to make that shift successfully, so it's like we're here with you, it's okay, then that's when the magic happens, when they can finally see possibilities. Because you got to take them out of fear, I'm getting ready to burn the furniture and have a fire sale, to no, I'm not going out of business, and there is time to create something new. I hope I answered your question.
Ms. Rogers, you've done great. And along those lines, you know, it seems to me that, you know, there's business coaches out there that will say, be careful, you know, if you feel burned out all the time because you're reactive all the time in your daily activities in your business. And so towards the end of what you're talking about, kind of these paradigm changes, these quantum leaps, if you will, these aha moments, these big discoveries on how things can maybe be done different and done better and more efficiently and more effectively and more successfully. I'd like you to comment a little bit about the proactive approach to things as opposed to the reactive approach, so that you're running a business as opposed to that's providing services and products out there as opposed to having your business run you.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. That is, I believe it was Robert Kiyosaki. I read so much that sometimes this information gets a little mixed up in my head, but you are supposed to be focused on working on your business and not in your business. And that's why, like I said, I'm doing this class with the City of Las Vegas, is because from the beginning, you need to be planning an exiting strategy for your business. You have to set up that org chart so that you know what it looks like when it's done. Because if you're all what you don't own, if you're working that hard every single day, you own a job and not a business. And I know Robert Kiyosaki said that. So what you have to do is every role in your business actually has to have a standing operating procedure. It could be 1 to 3 pages. And you feel you're basically, you start the role, now you hire somebody to fill that role. You start the next role. If you have a pizza shop, you hire a cashier. You hire a person in the back to cook. You hire someone to clean. And finally, your goal as a business owner is to work yourself out of your business. And then you can stay as a CEO if you like, or you can sit on your board. But entrepreneurs and small business owners, if they don't think like that from the beginning, that is when they start burning the candle at both ends, because they own a job. They're self-employed and they own a job. They don't own a business. So no matter how small you are, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's a great point and dovetails into one of the biggest mistakes of many small business people is not learning how to delegate. And that's kind of right in line with what you're saying, is come up with standard operating procedures for the processes or the tasks that need to be completed in your business, and then fill people to fill those roles capably.
Yeah.
And doing it all.
And I always, when people tell me that they own a business, and I say, oh, really, well, what do you do? Well, I'm a landscaper, or I'm a barber. And then I say, well, can you walk away from your business for a month and still have income coming in? And then they'll say, well, no. Then I tell them, then you own a job. You don't own a business, because a business should be able to function without you. Yes.
Exactly.
So if you need to cut all the heads, you own a job. That's the reality of the situation. And there's nothing wrong with that. Just don't get it confused with the actual business. You're self-employed. You're not an entrepreneur. And that's what the e-myth is all about.
With our radio show here and with some good advice from you and services you provide clients, hopefully we'll get a lot more people out there to make that key transition and understanding and action.
Yes, I agree.
And that mindset is really tough to get out of once you get into. And I think that's the box you were talking about is the, you know, when people get into that and it's always worked because they needed it to work and it started working and they got kind of comfortable and now it's not working as well, or maybe it's not working at all. You know, it's hard to step out of that box and expand your mind into doing that. Now, you mentioned some books, And I just want you to recap those books. We got about a minute and a half left in the segment, and I wanted you to recap those books real quickly that you try to get people to read, and then go ahead and give your information so that people can contact you and learn more about you and how you serve them and how you can help them.
Okay. The number one book that you need is The E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber. The second book is 3 Feet from Gold, and that's from the Napoleon Hill Foundation. The third book is called Stacking the Deck, and that's by David Potruck. And I didn't mention my book, but you need to get that as well. That's Real Leaders Wear Pink.
Yes, we need your book.
Yes, that's Real Leaders Wear Pink. And you can contact me. I am on Twitter and Google Plus at AnswersRUs, and my website is AnswersRUs.com. I am Dr. Donna, the business doctor. I make your business better.
Excellent, Donna. We've enjoyed having you on the show, and look forward to possibly having you back at some point in time.
Yes, this has been great. You guys are awesome. You rock.
Thank you so much. And I hope there's some of those listeners out there that have had their aha moment in this segment, because you've given great advice for people. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great week.
You too, and we'll be back after these commercials.
So you think you're tough enough for a tough talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. Gambone.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Welcome back, listeners. This segment is brought to you by our good friends at Farmers Insurance District 30. If you are interested in the freedom, income potential, and security that comes from being an independent business owner, then look to Farmers Insurance. They're seeking talented and motivated individuals for an outstanding opportunity as an insurance agent. Successful candidates are those who possess strong leadership skills and character that is above question. You can go to www.farmersdistrict30.com and get more information about that, or give them a call at 713-345-0223. David, we had a great show.
Think so. Again, you know, we're here to help entrepreneurs and those in business. You know, we all get caught up in our business plans and our ideas and how we're going to implement this and implement that to get us at the right place. And yet, our first guest reminds us, as a doctor, as a podiatrist, how grounded we each should be. Basically, that some large percentage of physical ailments that we may feel may all stem just from our feet, and whether or not we have proper cushions to our shoes and all of that, and also reminds us that you can't be all you want to be mentally and in your business unless you have a good nutrition program, you have a good exercise program. It's all interrelated. And then our second guest was a business coach right up your alley, Mr. Coach, talking about how we should be proactive and how we need to learn how to be ready for paradigm change sometimes to get our business in a place that it's not running us, but rather we're running successfully our business. And that takes sometimes, it often takes, people of your skills, Mr. Kaiser, as a business coach, to come in and analyze internally to the business as well as externally and keep asking the questions of why and why and why until the circles all come back to the truths of what needs to be improved to get you to be all that you can be. So we had some great guests, and I really, really enjoyed our show. How about you?
Yeah, no, the guests were great. You know, Dr. Wiles is, that's an energetic guy. I enjoyed listening to him tell, you know, his stories and his points of view on things. And he's, you know, many of his topics just spot on with, you know, some of the things. And him knowing a little bit about the sport that I was involved in very heavily, you know, gymnastics, then, you know, those issues that he brought up with the obesity issues, and then on the other side of the spectrum, the anorexic and bulimic issues, you know, those are really tough to deal with as a coach and really tough to deal with, you know, as a parent. And a lot of our entrepreneurs are parents. And so I thought some of that information was really great so that, part of being an entrepreneur is having a balanced life and having balance, yep, and being able to take care of your family and your kiddos. And that information that he gave was invaluable and spot on to helping improve and think about that stuff.
Simple things like good sleep. And then I love this phrase when he comes in and says, whether it's the high-performance athlete or the rest of us, the weekend warriors, I guess, or those that are trying to make our mark in the world on our businesses, rest and recovery is important before you repeat and get back to the charge. It's just so critical. So you talk about balance.
You know what's funny about that, David? You know what's funny about that is that philosophy for the high-performing athlete of the rest and recovery is also equally important for the entrepreneur as well.
Absolutely.
Your work and then rest. And then get yourself re-energized. And I think for, you know, a lot of the times people come in to visit with me on my three key session and find out that part of the reason that they're not getting anywhere is they're just grinding away too hard.
Yeah,
they're just simply grinding away
at it
too
hard. Our second guest who says, you know, one of the keys to success is not getting too comfortable. And, you know, so whether it's getting out there, you know, we talk about getting out to network groups. Well, you know, when you go into network groups, especially new network groups, and there's thousands in the city like Houston, it's not exactly comfortable because there's folks out there that you may know one or two people that are also going to go that helped get you invited to those things. But you're in with a group of strangers, but at the same time, being uncomfortable is the land of opportunity to make new relationships and to rekindle, you know, relationships that may springboard your business in whole different ways or better ways. And so I thought that was good advice, you know, is to look hard at what you're doing and get the help of people like business coaches that look from the outside in and can see things better than you can, or maybe more easily than you can, to help you to enjoy life and enjoy business.
Exactly. And, you know, that's the goal of mine is to help people, as you know, to help people find the right business coach that they need to give them their best next step. So, what coach do you really need right now? So I think it's very important. And I just got word from the producer. We have 1 minute. Want to tell everybody we still have a couple of spots left in the book. Our book, we pushed the date back just a little bit to the 16th. If you have a story and you need to get it out, we want you in the book. You need to contact us by going to www.ajourneytosuccess, and that's the number 2success.com. Put in your name and email. I'll send you some information. We'll see if you're a good fit in the book, and we'll get you in there. David, it's been a great show. I look forward to next week.
Until next week, everybody out there, rock and roll. Be all you can be. Thanks.
Be all you can be.
You have been listening to Legal, Legal, and the Coach with David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.